afternoon, it's 4:30 and 58 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And the use of robotics and using kits and Lego robotics, which is really a really cool program.
Moorhead State University was one of three Kentucky organizations to receive Toyota's STEM education grants today.
Kentucky Education Association officials say the new pension reform proposal is a bad one.
Kentucky's governor says schools should not close for pension protests.
Rowan County has joined an opioid lawsuit.
Police are investigating a shooting in Pike County.
In sports, Moorhead State travels to Rupp for an exhibition game with University of Kentucky tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Partly cloudy with a low around 35 tonight. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Moorhead State University has received a $400,000 grant from Toyota. The company announced the grant at the grand opening of its new production headquarters in Georgetown today. Rick Hesterberg is the public relations manager for Toyota. He says the company has teamed up with MSU and the Solar STEM program to implement STEM curriculum within 40 elementary schools within the next few years.
Moorhead State's part will be to train the teachers to use the Project Lead the Way curriculum, which is spread across the country, and really take it back to their respective schools and implement the program school-wide. So we're really excited to have Moorhead State as a partner for that and really glad that Toyota is part of that commitment.
Toyota also announced a $50,000 grant for the Kentucky Science Center for after-school robotics and coding programs and a partnership with the University of Kentucky to create an automotive engineering certification program.
And at that unveiling in Georgetown, Toyota officials say the $80 million state-of-the-art facility allows engineers to design and test manufacturing processes that will be used at Toyota plants across North America. Toyota North America CEO Jim Lentz says it's a home base for more than 600 engineers.
This team here supports all 14 of our North American manufacturing facilities. And they take our One Toyota mindset and they make innovation a reality.
Lentz says the Kentucky-based team is leading Toyota in worldwide innovation.
The pension proposal by Governor Matt Bevin has been met with criticism from a leading education organization. Spectrum News Pure Politics reports that the 505-page bill is meant to cut funding for the pension liabilities by up to $64 billion. Stephanie Winkler is the president of the Kentucky Education Association. She says teachers have been promised pensions under the contract that isn't easily broken.
There's no teacher out there that starts out this job without wanting to do better for kids and the kids in their communities. And for that public service, we have a promise and have had a promise for nearly 70 years to have a pension that was promised us. And that promise is protected by the inviolable contract. And the inviolable contract is one of the strongest pension contracts in the United States.
Winkler also says that she worries that lawmakers will not have enough time to thoroughly read the proposal before making a decision. Bevin says they believe the 401k defined contribution accounts outlined in the bill offer comparable retirement benefits for government employees, and they're confident the proposal will pass.
Governor Bevin is criticizing a request to close schools for pension protests. WMKY's Sean Delaney reports.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin blasted the director of the School Superintendents Organization for wanting schools to be closed for a day so that teachers can protest against the governor's pension reform plan. News outlets report that Bevin aired his frustrations on Facebook Live, arguing in front of a video camera that former Fayette County Superintendent Tom Shelton's plans would bring mayhem to Kentucky, hurting students, parents, and the state's economy. Bevin plans to call a special legislative session before the year's end to deal with Kentucky's woefully underfunded public retirement system. Education officials have said the governor's proposed fix would wreak havoc on public education. For WMKY News, I'm Sean Delaney.
We'll have more of your local headlines after this.
Hi, I'm Doug Chatham, host of the comedy music program Odd Numbers. Join me here on WMKY 90.3 FM at 7 p.m. Tuesday, October 31st for a Halloween special full of spooky, kooky, and ooky songs like Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett, Creepy Doll by Jonathan Colton and The Zombie Song by Stephanie Mabee. That's Odd Numbers on Halloween at 7 p.m. on Morehead State Public Radio.
Sheriff Pat Melton confirms that a U.K. student was arrested after he allegedly attempted to meet a 14-year-old for a sexual encounter. LEX 18 reports that deputies with the Franklin County Sheriff's Office received a tip that two individuals were in a car in a parking lot near the intersection of Tamworth Lane and Burlington Lane on Monday after midnight. When they arrived, they found a young female climbing into the front seat of the car. An arrest citation says they also found 22-year-old Patrick W. Jones Jr. in the back seat. The female was determined to be only 14 years old. Sheriff officials confirmed the two had been communicating through social media and they agreed to meet and have sex. They also say Jones was well aware that she was underage. Jones was arrested and charged with third-degree sodomy, engaging in an unlawful transaction with a minor, and engaging in the prohibited use of an electronic communication system to procure a minor for sexual offenses.
Kentucky State Police are investigating a crash that left the man dead in Menifee County. According to WTVQ, troopers say it happened just before 6:30 p.m. Sunday on Kentucky 1274. According to state police, 43-year-old William Johnson of Frenchburg lost control of his Ford Ranger and went off the road and hit an embankment. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say he was not wearing a seatbelt.
Kentucky State Police are also investigating a shooting that took place in the Raccoon Creek area of Pike County today. WYMT reports that the police have not identified the shooter and the victim did not suffer any life-threatening injuries. The investigation is currently ongoing.
Lexington police responded to the scene of a shooting near a Hindu temple Saturday. According to WKYT, the shooting happened around 10:45 p.m. on North Cleveland Road near the Bed Atiyah Temple and Cultural Center. According to Lexington police, the two victims stepped outside of the temple to get some air when they say someone came out of the woodline and fired a gun at them. Bullets hit both victims in their legs. Their injuries were not life-threatening. A police canine did establish a truck at the scene, but it ended quickly. Investigators say there's no evidence suggesting this was a hate crime.
Rowan County has agreed to join more than 35 other counties in an opioid lawsuit. WMKY's Jack Caudle has more.
According to the Morehead News, the lawsuit alleges that medication manufacturers wrongfully distributed prescription opioids to counties with opioid abuse problems to recover financial losses. The suit does not specify the amount Rowan County is seeking because the estimated cost is still being determined. Each county is filing a separate civil suit, and 8 separate law firms will be representing the counties in the lawsuit. All the lawsuits identify identical defendants in AmerisourceBergen Drug Corporation, Cardinal Health Incorporated, and McKesson Corporation. For WMKY News, I'm Jack Cottle.
The two-story house fire in Boyd County that closed off State Route 3 has been taken care of. WSAZ reports that after crews responded to the fire, the 18,000 block area was reopened after being closed for nearly 3 hours. Authorities say a father and his adult son were able to escape the fire unharmed.
The city of Ashland now has 6 candidates for its top communications job. The Daily Independent reports the city received 20 applications for the post. The hire would receive the title of Public Information Officer and provide full-time public relations work for the city. City Commission agreed to create the job in September and to pay the employee between $41,000 and $62,000 plus benefits per year. Commissioners say the job will provide a direct line between residents and elected officials. They hope to name a public information officer within the next 2 months.
A tanker truck company's decision to locate in Pikeville could bring around 300 jobs to the area. According to WYMT, Silver Liner will occupy the spec building at the Kentucky Industrial Park. Floyd County native Chris Tomlinson owns the tanker truck company. He told EKB News he'd like to put displaced coal miners back to work.
I am committed to not only making Silver Liner a success, but also committed to assisting in the future growth and development of Pikeville in eastern Kentucky.
Tomlinson hopes to start work in 12 to 14 months.
Morehead State University has an 11th annual Nearly Naked Mile on Wednesday. Registration will take place at the Academic Athletic Center parking lot beginning at 7 p.m. Events hosted by the Student Alumni Ambassadors to collect coats for Rowan County School Families, Resource Center, and the Youth Service Centers. SAA Philanthropy Chair Sydney Bradley says participants are encouraged to run in their skivvies to experience being outside without a coat.
A lot of people will come out and they'll run in undergarments, or it's also during Halloween time, so people will come out in costume. Last year, we actually had a guy run in the race in stilts, and he was dressed up as the Grim Reaper.
Bradley says in last year's run, more than 70 runners participated in the charity event, with more than 75 individual coats collected.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, partly cloudy, low around 35 degrees. Tuesday, mainly sunny, high of 51 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy skies early will become overcast later during the night. Slight chance of a rain shower, low of 33. Wednesday, considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers, highs around 50. Chance of rain of 50%. Wednesday night, cloudy with occasional showers late at night, low of 48. Chance of rain at 50%. Thursday, rain showers early with some sunshine later in the day, high of 68. Chance of rain at 40%. Thursday night, partly cloudy skies early will give way to occasional showers later during the night, low of 56, chance of rain at 40%. Friday, rain showers early with overcast skies later in the day, high of 64, chance of rain at 50%. Friday night, cloudy with showers, low of 52, chance of rain at 50%. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, high of 62, chance of rain also at 50%. And on Saturday night, scattered thunderstorms during the evening, then cloudy skies overnight, low of around 55. Chance of rain at 60%. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures, in Flemingsburg, 53 degrees, Ashland, 54 degrees, Lexington, 59 degrees, Inez, 57 degrees, Winchester, 57 degrees, and in Moorhead, it is currently 54 degrees. In today's feature segment, Moorhead State University held a special event Friday to promote Disability Employment Awareness Month. Leanne Akers was there and files this report.
Moorhead State was a natural location for Friday's event, given that the university employs the most people with disabilities in the county. State and local leaders signed a proclamation to commemorate the national event and the importance of inclusion for people with developmental disabilities. Leanne Creech is the executive director of DNS Community Services, a provider of residential services and support for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. She says partnering with the city, university, and the county is important in order to provide a better quality of life for individuals with disabilities.
This is really important to us because our basis is that our individuals give back to the community they live in, and not just our people that live in the community and are provided services, but that they are part of the community. And today just showed that coalition that we have developed with our business partners here and our community in general.
MSU President Jay Morgan was proud to represent the university at Friday's event.
I just want to say on behalf of the university, we're proud to be a partner in this, and we always want to partner with individuals, and whether it's around this or other social or civic causes, this is something we want to do, and whether it's locally within the city or the county or represented statewide, we want Moorhead at the forefront.
Office of Vocational Rehabilitation spokesman Ron O'Hare says it was great to see the university and community leaders supporting people with disabilities.
What a great opportunity it is for the leaders of our community to come together and to show cohesiveness to assist people with disabilities to better their lives in terms of employment and gain independence.
O'Hare's role with Vocational Rehabilitation is to help people with disabilities find employment.
We as an agency are extremely proud to be a part of this and to do what we can with the providers, with the individuals we serve to help them accomplish their goals and their dreams. So it's a great day to see this, and we greatly appreciate all the support that we've been getting.
House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins says people who work to help people with disabilities are the real heroes.
When you all come to Frankfort, you do an outstanding job of really debating and defending the cause that you all fight for every day, and that's those that need rehabilitation, those that need services to be the productive citizens that they want to be. So to the staff that works in this, you're special people. You've got special hearts. You care about people. and we want to thank you for what you do for us here in our community and across Kentucky.
Adkins joined Moorhead Mayor Jim Tom Trent and Rowan County Judge Executive Walter Blevins in signing the proclamation. For more information on offering employment to individuals with disabilities, contact the Office of Vocational Rehabilitation at 780-2287. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers. It's 445 and 58 degrees here in Moorhead. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we are so glad that you've joined us on this Monday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports in 30 seconds.
Thanks for making Moorhead State Public Radio your choice for regional news, information, and entertainment. Your support helped make our fall fundraiser and membership drive a success. If you missed your chance to call, use our secure pledge form found under the Support Us tab on our website at wmky.org. Thanks again for your support.
Good afternoon with WMKY Sports. Braxton Howard, the Moorhead State basketball team, gets game action started tonight when they visit Rupp Arena to take on Kentucky in the Kentucky Cares Classic. With all proceeds from the game going to Team Rubicon to help with recent natural disasters, Moorhead State head coach Preston Spradlin calls tonight a win for everyone.
Well, this is one of those situations where I think everybody really wins. I think both basketball teams are really going to benefit from having to get an extra game early at this point in our schedule, in our practice season. I think the fans are going to really enjoy it, both the Kentucky fans and the Moorhead fans, and some of us share a similar fan base. And so it's exciting. We both have brand new teams. I have 10 new players. Coach Cal has 8 new players, I think, this year. And so it's an opportunity to for everybody to get a chance to see those kids a little earlier than normal.
The game tips off at 7 p.m. It is not on television, but there are still tickets available for as low as $10. Legendary Mason County basketball coach Alan Feldhaus died over the weekend. Feldhaus coached at Mason County from 1975 to 1991, retiring as the winningest coach in Mason County history, boasting a record of 325-136, including 9 district championships and 4 appearances at the boys' Sweet 16 state tournament. Mason County Principal Chris O'Hearn calls it a devastating loss to the community.
It's a huge loss to our community. Coach Feldhaus has been a staple in this community for many, many years, and he's just been a great person, a very kind man, and with lots of friends and family around here. So he's just a friendly guy, just a great guy, and he's certainly going to be missed.
Feldhaus was 77 years old. He had battled cancer for the past 9 years. In Monday Night Football, battle for the number one spot in the AFC West is underway as the Kansas City Chiefs host the Denver Broncos. WMKY's Xavier Atkins reports.
Despite their back-to-back losses against the Steelers and the Ravens, the Chiefs will look for receiver and tight end Tariq Hill and Travis Kelce to step up. Leading the second-best scoring offense, Alex Smith has tossed 15 touchdowns with no interceptions. Broncos' 2-year starting quarterback Trevor Siemian has to get out of his funk following a 21-0 loss against the Chargers if the Broncos want to win. Following his 2 fumbles, 5 sacks, and 1 interception last week, Siemian hopes to lead the NFL's worst scoring offense for a win and take over the AFC West. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Xavier Atkins.
The Moorhead State football team fell to 3-6 on the year with a 63-32 loss at Valparaiso over the weekend. The Eagles fell behind 21-0 to start the game, and head coach Rob Tenier says that slow start, along with 6 turnovers on the day, was just too much for MSU to overcome.
There's a lot of things going against us right now. This is a game of mistakes and missed opportunities, and wasn't very clean football at all. We didn't help ourselves very much in any area. You know, we got to go out and you got to be productive. You got to play your position. You got to understand your role, and we just had a lot of mistakes early on that put us in bad, bad situations.
The Eagles, now 2-4 in PFL play, get this week off. The Kentucky football team is celebrating a 29-26 win over Tennessee on Saturday. The win moved the Cats to 6-2 on the year, making them bowl eligible for the second straight year. Head coach Mark Stoops says while his team is happy with locking up a bowl invite, they are not satisfied.
It wasn't that long ago when we were scrapping to get 6 wins just to go. So I don't think you should ever just take that for granted. You know, I think that's when, a lot of issues start popping up, across the board. So we never want to take going to a bowl game for granted. We know how difficult it is. So six is important. We acknowledge that. And it's real important to get back and play well this week.
Kentucky hosts Ole Miss this Saturday at Kroger Field. The new college football AP Top 25 poll is out. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has details.
The SEC headlines this week's poll with Alabama remaining as the top-ranked team in the country, followed by Georgia at number two. This is the 20th time in the last 30 seasons two teams from the Southeastern Conference have held the top two spots in the poll. Ohio State jumped three spots to number three after rallying to beat then-number two Penn State 39-38 on Saturday. Wisconsin and Notre Dame round out the top five. Saturday's loss dropped Penn State to number seven in this week's poll. Neither Kentucky or Louisville receive votes in the poll. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
One other note from college football, Florida and head coach Jim McElwain have agreed to part ways after the head coach claimed that he and his players had received death threats from fans that the school was not able to verify. And finally in sports, today is a rest day for the Astros and Dodgers as the World Series shifts to L.A. tomorrow with Houston leading 3-2 after they picked up a 13-12 win last night. The Astros will send their ace, Justin Verlander, to the mound in the potential closeout game, while L.A. is sending Rich Hill. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at MSUEagles.com. Volleyball closes out their home schedule, hosting Eastern Kentucky at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, November 7th, and Austin Peay at 2 p.m. on Saturday, November 11th. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at MSUEagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for WMKY. Stocks fell after a report surfaced saying the House is considering a plan that would gradually lower the U.S. corporate tax rate. And the plan was reportedly that was being discussed would leave the corporate tax rate at 20% by 2022. The gradual plan has been considered but is not final, according to the report. And otherwise, the markets were fairly quiet. The Dow Industrials declined 85.45, finishing at 23,348. Briefly, it was down over 100 points. The Russell 2000 closed 1.15% lower following the report's release, marking its worst day since August 17th. And, of course, your smaller companies are considered a prime beneficiary of tax reform. In individual corporate news today, General Motors pulled back 2.8% after Goldman Sachs downgraded the stock to a sell, noting it sees a 28% downside for the stock. GM had been outperforming recently, rising 28.1% year-to-date. AMD shares, meanwhile, have lagged the S&P 500, having gained 4.4%. And today, AMD fell 8% after Morgan Stanley analysts warned that demand for certain mining chips that are important to the company will be cut in half, literally, here in the near future. In terms of overall earnings, 55% of the S&P 500 had reported as of this morning, with 74% of those companies beating estimates on the bottom line, while 66% have topped sales expectations. Among your other major indices, the S&P 500 was down 8.24, finishing at 2572.83, and the NASDAQ Composite, having had a very big week last week, had a moderate loss today as major tech stocks pulled back just moderately, with the NASDAQ down 2.3 at 6698.96. Among individual stocks, Ashland Global was down 59 cents, finishing at 67.60. CSX was down 94 cents, finishing at 51.60. Marathon Petroleum finished with a gain of 59 cents at 59.06. And AEP was up 14 cents, finishing at $74.16. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Morehead State University has many points of pride, including the Upward Bound programs, which recently received more than $540,000 in grants from the United States Department of Education. The grants will be used to expand math and science services to students at 19 high schools in the region. The Upward Bound program, one of MSU's many points of pride. Major in you at Morehead State University. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 35 degrees. Tuesday, mainly sunny, high of 51 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy skies early will become overcast later during the night. Slight chance of a rain shower, low of 33. Wednesday, considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers. Highs around 50. Chance of rain at 50%. Wednesday night, cloudy with occasional showers late at night. Low of 48. Chance of rain at 50%. Thursday, rain showers early with some sunshine later in the day. High of 68. Chance of rain at 40%. Thursday night, partly cloudy skies early will give way to occasional showers later during the night. Low of 56. Chance of rain at 40%. On Friday, rain showers early with overcast skies later in the day. High of 64. Chance of rain at 50%. Friday night, cloudy with showers, low of 52, chance of rain also at 50%. And on Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, high of 62, chance of rain at 50%. It is currently 54 degrees in Moorhead.
Taking a look at some of your region's events coming up, the Moorhead Railroad and Historic Museum will host Trick or Treat from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, that's tomorrow. Characters in costumes will hand out treats to kids, and the museum will be open for visitors.
Blue Bank First Church of God, Moorhead Rowan County Chamber of Commerce, and Moorhead State University will sponsor Just Say Boo to Drugs from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, October 31st in MSU's Laughlin Gym. Children up to age 12 and their families are invited for an evening of trick-or-treating, door prizes, and fun. Admission is free.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held in the Button Drill Room at Moorhead State University from 11:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Tuesday and on Wednesday, November 1st. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. Every donor will receive a T-shirt.
MSU's Department of Art and Design, Spectrum, and the Arts and Humanities Council will present its annual costume contest and Rocky Horror Picture Show film screening on Wednesday, November 1st. The celebration starts at 7 o'clock p.m. with refreshments, live music, and costume contest in the Claypool Young Art Building at Moorhead State University. Following the contest, the film screening of the original cult classic, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, will be shown. The event is free and open to the public.
Blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at the Moorhead Walmart from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, November 3rd. All donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, and they will also receive a free T-shirt as the other blood drive we mentioned.
The Moorhead First Church of God will host a Southern Gospel Gathering at 6 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, November 4th. Performers include the Townsmen Quartet, Little Pink Quartet, Eventide Trio, and others. Admission is free, and the community is invited.
Eat Gallery in downtown Maysville will host an open house from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, November the 10th, featuring live music by Harry Pettigot, and new custom-made jewelry designs will be on display, and free refreshment. The event is open to the public.
There will be an AARP Smart Driver course at the Rowan County Courthouse from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Thursday, November 9th. Cost is $15 for AARP members and $20 for non-members. Bring a copy of your driver's license and membership card.
Rowan County residents may now apply for assistance with Rowan County Christmas distribution in December. Applications will be accepted weekdays from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. through November 15th at Christian Social Services, located on East Main Street in Moorhead. Proof of income, Rowan County residency, and personal IDs like a Social Security card or a birth certificate are required. For more information, call 784-5329.
The Moorhead Art Guild presents the 35th Annual Moorhead Art Guild Show, noon to 3 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, November 11th at the Carl Perkins Community Center. Artist registration is 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, November 10th, and 8 to 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, November 11th.
That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Jack Caudle, Logan Pemberton, Jacob Lindbergh, Sean Delaney, Xavier Adkins, Kyle Blankenbuehler, and Braxton Howard. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH Inez. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.